Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode of Unfazed and Unbothered is sponsored by BetterHelp. I love the holiday season. It is so fun to spread the love to all my friends and family. But this year, I am treating myself to the gift of getting a therapist. I know for me, having a therapist has been so helpful with learning coping skills and how to set boundaries, and it's truly empowered me to be the best version of myself. It's not just for those who've experienced major trauma. Life is hard, and anyone can benefit from therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, and you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. In the season of giving, give yourself what you need with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unfazed today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unfazed.
Hey, mamas. What the fuck is good? My name is Camo, and you're listening to another episode of Unfazed and Unbothered, the podcast where we rant, rave, and ramble about literally any and everything. If this is your first time tuning in, go ahead and hit subscribe, turn on them post bell notifications. New episodes drop every Thursday. It's free to listen wherever you get your podcasts, so there's no excuse, okay? Sound off in the comments, sound off in the reviews. 5-star reviews only, though. Please and thank you. Anyways, how are we doing today? Great. Oh my God, that's amazing. I'm so happy to hear that. I'm doing phenomenal, if I do say so myself. Thank you for asking. I did go to sleep at 6:30 this morning, so I woke up pretty late. My apologies for the delay. I was pretty dead, but I took my Adderall about an hour ago, and it is activating in my brain. I've also got my latte, so I am just extra stimulated today. Anyways, I'm gonna give you girls a little paranormal, ghostly, spiritual episode today. I had y'all submit your stories on Instagram and TikTok, so after the life updates, I'll get into that. So anyways, let's get into it. This week was a pretty chill week. I do have new glasses, in case you couldn't tell. I'm obsessed with them. They're so cute. If you're an audio listener, go to YouTube. Or, you know, if you don't got the time or care, you know, you're just listening in the car, maybe, you know, I guess I'll describe them. They are purple. They've got like a little wing. They're kind of translucent, I guess. I love them. They're so cute. This company, I did reach out to them myself. I've seen a lot of their promos on TikTok. So this is not a paid promo. Buy them. Don't buy them. I don't care. It doesn't fit me whatsoever. But I do want to give them a little shout out because I love these glasses. They have some of the cutest styles and colors, and just like I've never seen such cheap priced glasses with such cute styles as I did on this website. So anyways, this is one of my pair. They sent me 6 pairs, so thank you so much. I also got these. They're like kind of giving me anime character. They're circular. They've got a metal frame, like a double metal frame. Like there's like one that's kind of hovering over the other frame. I don't know. It's kind of cool. I've always wanted circular glasses. They're giving Inspector Gadget, actually. I don't fucking know, bitch. I got another pair of like winged glasses. They're kind of square, but they've got this rose stencil around them. I don't know if y'all can really see. Yeah, you can. That's so cute. I love them. They're so precious. They're actually pretty good quality. Most of them have like hinged arms, so that's great. This is my favorite pair. They are this big, obnoxious plastic frame. I love a big plastic frame. I don't know what you would call this shape, but I'm obsessed. It's giving me in high school. I used to have like just the most obnoxiously large plastic frames, and I love it. It's so pussy. It's so high fashion, in my opinion. Let's see. I also got, you know, just your standard wing. It's giving librarian pussy. I love these. I had another pair of like a winged pair of glasses, but they were kind of smaller and I didn't really live, laugh, love them. But those are great. I also got these. They're kind of a bit extra. They've got rhinestones around the lenses. So those will probably be like a special occasion pair of glasses. It's giving Elton John. So I'm going to have to wear them when I'm like all extra head to toe. But yeah, thank you. The company, if you know you want to check them out, it is Zeellool, I believe. Zeellool. I don't know. But yeah, I'm pretty pleased with my glasses. So thank you for sending me those. Other than that, my neighbor, shout out to her. She is a queen, a fucking queen. I was so scared that we were getting off to the wrong, you know, start, because when I moved in, the day I moved in, my brother literally hit her car with the U-Haul, her brand new 2022 RAV4. I was just so sure that we were going to hate each other because of that. But no, she's been so sweet. We talk all the time when we see each other. Hey neighbor, how are you? Beep, beep, pop, pop, boop, boop. We talk about boys. We talk about drama. We just be talking. And the other day she was like, I was pulling out. She was coming to her car. I was like, hey neighbor. She was like, hey, what's popping? You know, we're just talking. And she was telling me she's about to cook some ribs. And, you know, I have this, what I call my Harry Potter closet. It's in my downstairs guest bathroom. It's like a closet that has like the, you know, the water heater or whatever, and it's got some storage, but I can always smell what she is cooking through my little closet. So it always smells so good. She's Brazilian, so she's always cooking like steaks and all this yummy food. And anyway, so she was like, I'm making ribs, I'll bring you a plate, okay? And I was like, what? I didn't expect her actually to, because like, you know, 3 days had passed. I guess she didn't actually make the ribs that day. But yeah, three days later, I was leaving to go to the gym. And she was like, hey, where are you going? You're leaving. I was like, yeah, I'm going to the gym. I'll be back. She was like, well, I'm making the food now. I was like, oh, you're going to feed me? Okay, I'll be back for that for sure. And I got back. And sure enough, I had a little knock on my door. And there she was, just so cute. She's so sweet. She gave me so much steak, so much steak, ribs, yuca, and jasmine rice. It was incredible. I was so tempted to go ask for more yuca, because I had yuca like 2 other times in my life. I had yuca fries once and they were disgusting. I had yuca somewhere else and it didn't give, right? But hers gave, and I ate it the fuck up. And there was just so much food. Like, me and my sister fucked it up the first day, and then later that night, I ate more. The next day, I had a whole meal. Like, it was so much food. I thought if she was going to bring me food, it would have been like one rib or something just to try. No, she really hooked me the fuck up. So I'm going to have to return the favor. I think I'm going to make her. I've always, like, when I cook personally, I typically just throw shit together. It either hits or it doesn't, and some things stick, some things never get made again, but it's all going to the same place. But I did kind of invent this Alfredo rice dish that has really been a hit. My family, my friends, they're always asking me to make some, or make a dish of it. It's basically Alfredo sauce that I make at home, which, by the way, it's very easy to do if you didn't know. It's just heavy whipping cream and Parmesan cheese and whatever spices you want to throw in that bitch. Very easy to make. I make rice with it. I have either chicken, ground beef, or shrimp, and I add mushrooms, tomatoes, onions. Sometimes I'll throw like extras like bell peppers in it. Lots of seasonings. It's spicy as fuck. And it's just delicious, honestly. I'm pretty proud of that dish. So if you want to make it, make it. It's really yummy. And I think I'm going to make her some of that because that's like the best. Ooh, my stomach. I don't know if y'all heard that, but she said hello. Yeah, so I'll probably make her that because that's like the best thing I know how to cook. Anyways, my sister also turned 18 this past week, which, wow. That's a scary thought. It feels like it was just yesterday. She was an infant wrapped up in a blanket under my supervision. Big mistake. My mother had like this 4-foot bed off the, it was like 4 foot or 4 or 5 feet off the fucking ground, like so unnecessarily high off the ground. And I was watching my sister. She was wrapped up. And my sister had like a thing when she was younger where she would just throw her big ass head around and she was throwing it around, and before I knew it, she was rolling off the side of the bed, hit the wall, hit the base of the bed, and was just crying, hysterical, as you can imagine. She just fell far as fuck off the fucking bed. I was convinced she was brain damaged after that, but she wasn't. Thank you, Jesus. And yeah, it just seems like that was only yesterday. But that was 18 years ago. Wow. She's so grown. And honestly, I'm very proud of her. She has maintained all A's in school. And she is just a great kid. You know, she's had such a troubled childhood. She lost her mother. Her father is absent in her life. So she really only has me and my brother. And for her to have gone through a lot of the things she's went through, like, you know, when my mother was sick, when my mother was immobilized, she was in a wheelchair. My sister was like young as fuck, had no business taking care of her, a grown woman, but she did. She really did. She stepped up to the plate at such a young age. And, you know, she grew up differently than me and my brother did. Me and my brother, we kind of had more of a privileged upbringing in comparison, you know. My mom kind of went downhill, lost our house, and there was just a lot of trauma and, unfortunate events that occurred in like her, you know, ages like 7 going, or like age 7 ongoing. There was just so much wreckage in her life. And so for her to be able to maintain good grades and just be such a great kid is really shocking to me. So I'm very proud of her. I just want to brag on my little sister. I love you, Jasmine. And yeah, I can't believe you're a grown ass woman officially. I'm about to cry, bitch. We had a great time though for her birthday. We went to the lake. I got seasick as fuck on the dock. I was chilling with the fam. And in my adult life, I can't do motion. I get sick. If I'm a passenger, if I'm on a roller coaster, any of that, it makes me so sick. So I have to take Dramamine. I did not take some that day. I wasn't thinking sitting on the dock was going to get me as sick as it did. But I was down for like 2 hours. I had to take a nap because, bitch, I was about to throw the fuck up. But yeah, that's really about all the life updates I've got for y'all. I did mention, I guess, last week how I wanted to kind of start playing with some makeup looks more. I have been practicing my winged liner, and I'm getting better at it, but I'm still not great. I do have hooded eyes, so it is kind of a struggle to get it perfect. I always end up looking full Amy Winehouse, which is okay because she's a queen icon. But I do have this white Maybelline 36-hour tattoo liner in my waterline, and it is so great. I ordered some, what the fuck? Oh my God, there's like a plane is so loud. There's like an airport nearby, and bitch, it'd be scaring the fuck out of me sometimes. But anyways, yeah, I got some nail art brushes, and I got some water-activated shadows, paints, eyeshadow paints on the way. So stay tuned for some, you know, potentially elevated looks. I'm going to be testing some things out, trying some new things. I just want to elevate my look, you know. And so I've been trying a lot of new products out. I did share some on TikTok. CoverGirl Exhibitionist Mascara. Best drugstore mascara I have ever used, if I do say so myself. It went on like butter. It made my lashes look so good. So, yeah. Anyways, I'm going to go on a break. And when I get back, I'm going to start reading your submissions. So stay tuned.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode of Unfazed and Unbothered is sponsored by BetterHelp. I love the holiday season. It is so fun to spread the love to all my friends and family. But this year, I am treating myself to the gift of getting a therapist. I know for me, having a therapist has been so helpful with learning coping skills and how to set boundaries, and it's truly empowered me to be the best version of myself. It's not just for those who've experienced major trauma. Life is hard, and anyone can benefit from therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, and you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. In the season of giving, give yourself what you need with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unfazed today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unfazed.
All right, girls, I am back. Let's get into the juice. I'm going to give y'all the floor mostly because I do have a handful of paranormal, spiritual experiences, but most of them did take place in a period of my life I'm not too proud of. I was playing with Ouija boards. That is why I got this planchette tattooed on me. I am 5 laser sessions into getting it removed. I just want it gone because I want to forget about that period. But during that period, there were so many weird encounters me and my friend group had. We experienced so many weird things that are just unbelievable. And anytime I have shared those stories, people think I'm crazy on drugs, making it up. I'm a witch. I'm a Satanist or whatever, but no, none of that is true. So I will refrain from sharing those experiences. But with that being said, I do encourage y'all to stay away from Ouija boards and any type of dark magic. You don't know what you're getting yourself into, and it's just not cute and gorgeous, okay? So be very precautious and do things the right way if you are going to do those things. But I do not suggest you open that can of worms because you really just don't know what you're getting yourself into. I know a lot of people will say it's hoopla, it's somebody doing it. They'll try to explain it away. I think there is some, you know, there is some truth in that. A lot of these things like tarot and Ouija and all these practices, they can easily be manipulated and used to manipulate. But I do think they also do serve a purpose and have been age old practices for a reason. So it's just one of those things. Don't do it. Okay. Anyways, with that being said, I do have one very positive spiritual experience. It still gives me goosebumps thinking about it to this day. And I do have it on video, but I've never shared it because it is very intimate and very personal. So the day my mother had passed away, I went back home and I was just processing everything. And I was talking aloud to her, praying and, you know, just going through the emotions, you know. And I had this record player that was plugged into the wall. The volume was cranked all the way up. There was no record playing, but it had been like that for like 2 weeks, right? And, you know, when you put certain electronics close to other things, like you'll get frequencies or interference. You hear the crackling? Sometimes it'll make like a weird noise. But anyways, I started getting interference on the record player, but it was like in sync with what I was saying. Like I was like telling my mom, like, I'm happy you're at peace. I miss you. I'm going to miss you. Goodbye. I love you. And like, it felt like the record player was responding to me almost like Morse code. And some of it was just like had the syllables of, I love you. I'm okay. I'm at peace. And like, maybe I'm crazy, whatever, I don't care. But I didn't have any other electronics on. My phone was, I mean, I was recording at that point, but when it first happened, like my phone was across the room and there was no cars going by. There was no lights on. There was no reason for this record player to have this interference, have all these sounds come out of it. Just, it was crazy. It is still something that I think about from time to time. And, you know, maybe somebody will say I'm crazy, whatever. It brought me peace. So that's all that really matters. But I did have that experience back in the day when me and Tali were exploring the abandoned houses. There was one that we went into that was built around a cemetery. And all the tombstones were like 1800s. It was like a very small cemetery. They only had like 10 people in it. And they all had like Mason signs on them and probably just weren't the best people. But we got into this house and it was like not fully furnished. There was like things in there, but like we didn't like break into somebody's house. Like the place was gated up. There was spider webs all over the door handles, every window. Like no one had been in this house for years. There was so much water damage. The house was falling apart. But there was like a bed and like a TV and all this stuff, like a really old boxy TV. But we tried turning on the lights and no lights would come on. So like, obviously there was no electricity, but there was these, you know, in the comments, a lot of people were arguing back and forth that they were motion censored lights. I don't think they were because we tested that theory. We would like jump in front of it. It would not turn on. But other times, like some of them would just like start flashing and like, it was really weird. I don't remember all the details, but there were some weird things that happened in the house and the lights were just doing their thing. And we heard noises and yeah, I live for stuff like that. I love paranormal stuff. I've always watched like Ghost Hunters and Ghost Adventures and anything of the such because it's fascinating to me to think about something else out there, you know. I don't have many other stories to really share with y'all outside of that unfortunate era that I don't want to get into. I'm sorry for teasing y'all like that. I am also kind of drawing a blank. This is why I need to be writing things down because I know as soon as I wrap this episode up, I'm like, damn, you could have told that story. You could have told that story. But You know what? Like I said, I'm going to give the floor mostly to y'all. So I'm going to go on a break. And when I come back, I'm going to start reading y'all's stories. So stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Fallout 76, the post-nuclear RPG from Bethesda Game Studios. Explore the wasteland alone or with friends as you meet unique characters, complete exciting quests, and face dangerous foes. Take a stroll along the Atlantic City boardwalk in the latest update. Play Fallout 76 for free now through April 18. Available on Xbox, PlayStation, and Steam. Visit fallout.com to learn more. Rated M for mature.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, girls, let's get into these submissions. This is my first time reading through these, so bear with me. My reading skills are not the best. But Miss Lakin, the juice is juicing, girl. One time, my family was sitting in the living room all together. Rare occasion, but let's get into it. The house was open concept and not nice by any means. The kitchen was so close you could damn near grab a beverage from the fridge while sitting on the couch. We were all just talking when all of a sudden I see the junk drawer fly open. Now, you know damn well that drawer was carrying baggage, okay? I look at my twin and we don't say shit. Now we're thinking, is it a rat? There's no way it just opened like that. Apparently everyone saw it too. We all run over to see and tried logically explaining this drawer opening on its own. We could never figure it out. A couple days later, my mom was at the grocery store and I'm home with my little brother. He's like 8. He doesn't like playing with toys. He's usually just on YouTube. I'm on the couch and I hear his toy going off. I thought, now cut the cameras because this right here is a scary movie. I said, Benjamin, what are you doing? He was watching YouTube. I call my twin brother like, are you fucking with me right now? But he couldn't be ringing a Dollar Tree toy. He's not that smart. Okay, period. This toy was rolling all across the floor and making noises. As soon as my mom pulls in the driveway, it stops. I think about this daily. It still haunts me, and I have no clue what they did with that damn toy. Hopefully they got rid of it, but maybe it wasn't the toy. Maybe it was the house. Maybe the house is haunted. Okay. Let's see. Okay, Miss Laura said, I'm a medium, too many to count. My first experience was a big black shadow on my wall. I was about six years old. Then my bed would move as if someone sat on it at 10. The rest is learning and growing the gift. Okay. I do believe in these things. I truly do. I wouldn't have a whole episode based around these experiences if I didn't. I think it's fascinating. I don't know what to make of it. You know, it's just unexplainable, but there's definitely more out there than just us. So that's kind of crazy. I feel like I've seen a lot of shadows myself. I've personally have thought for the majority of my life that something follows me around, whether that be good or bad, I don't know. I don't feel unsafe, but I have had a lot of weird experiences that I, you know, aren't really that shareable. Like, you know, just things like moving around or like I'll put something one place and I know I did and it is gone and it'll turn up in a completely random place months later. Like just like little things like that. I definitely have seen shadows as well. But yeah, this kind of stuff really fascinates me. Okay, so Miss Riley, oh, this is a long submission. Okay. When I was younger, I had my first paranormal experience. I was about 6 or 7. I was at my dad's house, which was older. It's in Fort Scott, Kansas, a small town and a Civil War National Historic Site. I was sleeping in my room and my bed faced the hallway. I woke up in the middle of the night out of nowhere, and when I opened my eyes, there were two glowing blue figures of a little boy and of a little boy and another little boy just standing, staring at each other face to face. I was paralyzed in fear. I looked at them for a while, contemplating going to get my dad, but I couldn't move. I closed my eyes and went back to sleep. People always ask if I was dreaming, but I was most definitely woken up by something and saw what I saw with my eyes. I will never forget it. My second experience was when I was around 11. My grandfather passed away in his house, in his bed, from cancer. A few weeks or months after his funeral, I was staying the night at my grandma's, sleeping in her bed. It was my grandpa's spot where he passed. Oh, sorry, y'all. My nose is like watery right now, so I don't know what's going on. She already lived in a spooky farm that's hundreds of years old with an old cemetery in the back of one of her fields. The energy there was just wild. Again, this was in Fort Scott on historic Civil War land. I woke up in the middle of the night to footsteps that sounded like my grandpa's boots. They were getting closer. Her room was right next to his gun room where he played tons of computer games and kept all his guns. I was terrified again, but laid still until my grandfather in his cowboy hat, the clothing he was dressed in at his funeral, and boots passed by the door. Oh, wow. Walking into his gun room, he looked blurry and glowy, and he didn't look at me, talk. He just walked right into his room. Okay, period. I have a third experience. Okay, Miss Riley with the submissions. We moved to Missouri, where I still live, and our first apartment, I started sleepwalking like crazy. I was terrified in that apartment. My dad acted crazy when he lived there. Would beat our dog. Yes, I know. Fight with my mother. His eye would go black. And oh, okay, this is getting abusive. I don't like this. He almost seemed possessed. One time there were tiny handprints on our wall that didn't match the size of mine nor my brother's. The vibe was always off and eerie. I had to endure 3 years of my life as a child here, living in fear, scared to sleep, and always feeling like I wasn't alone. One day I came home from school to my door open and the apartment completely trashed. No forced entry, nothing stolen, no TV broken or anything like that. It was something you see in a movie when the demons move all your shit and wreck your house all at once. Paranormal Activity. Wow. A poltergeist, if you will. It was terrifying and shook us. Took us days to clean up. I'm not sure what took place there, but it did seem demonic. Neighbors told us that a lady lived there before, used to have tons of seizures, and it made me wonder if whatever was present in there had anything to do with that. The rest of my teenage years, all the way to now, I've always been in tune with paranormal. I went to a psychic who told me the same thing and said that that world is drawn to me for some reason and likes to reveal itself to me. Since getting older, it stopped scaring me. I haven't had anything else crazy intense happen like those few experiences, but definitely still get weird feelings, pick up energy, and can tell when there's something else present in a place or home. Yeah, so I agree. I feel like I'm not scared of these things either. I do feel like I am also in tune with energies, and you know, you just get like a vibe, you get a sensation, or maybe like your hairs will stand up on your arm when you're in a weird setting, or you just kind of like feel, you know, and doesn't necessarily mean something weird is happening, but like you can just pick up on those energies if you're in tune. Let's see. Okay, Miss Danielle King. Not sure if this qualifies, but I remember vividly when I was 11, I swear I thought I heard my mother's voice. When I was 11, my mother passed away unexpectedly. I'm so sorry for your loss. I remember I was mad at God, wondering why. I always hated when my Christian family members would say God took her for a reason. I was walking one evening a few years later, and I remember crying and praying that I'd have a sign she was okay. I swear a cloud changed shape into an angel, big wings, slim figure, and a light at the top. Then I heard, "Sis, it's okay. it gave me chills. I fully believe in things like that. It could have been the universe letting you know she's okay. It could have been her, you know. Okay, somebody has photos. Oh, bitch, this is kind of creepy. What? Okay, y'all. I don't think that this is, if I show the picture, it's going to do it justice, but there's like this figure. You probably can't tell, but like I can clearly see like eyes and like a nose. And let me read the messages. Ooh, girl, do I got a story with pics to prove? Let me find the pics real quick. Okay, so here's the story. I absolutely suck at telling stories. I was about 11 or 12 years old. I was chilling on my bed on my phone taking pictures of my room because I had redecorated it. Laughing my ass off. Oh my God, I used to live for that. I used to be that kid that would redecorate my room once a week and I'd get the whole family, come look, come look, come look. So, girl, I get it. I'd have been taking pictures too. I noticed something weird on some of the pictures at first. I thought it was a smudge, so I cleaned my camera and pointed the camera at a different location, and it wasn't there. But when I went back to the original area I was taking pictures in, a figure appeared again. So I called my mom to come check it out. She started freaking out, and we both looked closer at the photos and noticed something familiar. It had a face, and crazy enough, it looked like my grandfather who passed away when I was 4. So we decided to talk to it and see if it would respond. My mom asked if it's you, Angel, my grandfather's name, and can you please move over to the chair? And it did. My mom told me stand up and then asked the figure to move towards me, and it did again. I remember getting chills all through my body. It was a crazy experience and kind of sweet to know my grandpa was still watching over me. I was going through a really hard time back then, and it felt like a sign. It felt like he knew I needed somebody to make me feel heard and loved. She did submit a lot of photos of this figure in different areas of the room, which is crazy. And you know, reading your story, there was one instance, it was Easter, my mother was taking photos of me. See, this is why I love reading y'all's submissions, because then it just starts sparking memories in my brain. Like, why did I not have this written down with my stories? I don't know. But it was Easter, I think I was like in 6th or 7th grade, and my mother had taken a photo of me and my little sister in the living room, and my mother looked shocked when she was looking back at the screen. And I'm like, what? She showed me, and there was this huge orb that took, like, pretty much covered my entire face. And it wasn't like, you know, like you can kind of differentiate when it's like a dust particle. No, this shit was the size of my head. It looked like there was like static electricity in it. It looked like lightning. It looked like lightning, pretty much. It was purple, and you could not see my head at all. Like, it was just fully over my head. This is one reason why I've also thought that things followed me. I have so many pictures, especially in my teenage years, where there's orbs around me. There's like one photo, I wish I could find it. One of my cousins, they were in theater, and I went to see his play, right? And after we all met up, there was like a group of like 10 of us. We all took a photo, and only around me, there's like 15 orbs just surrounding my whole body, right? Still to this day, can't explain that. But wow, I would say that probably was your grandfather. All right, let's see. Miss Devin Brown. I was on a night tour in Salem and swore I saw something moving in a window of one of the houses. My friend leaned towards me saying she saw something in the same window without me saying a word. I took a picture of the house. When we got to the car to leave, there was an image in the window we were both looking at in the picture. We went back that night. I took a photo again and there was nothing there. So actually, I used to go, well, I still go to St. Augustine, Florida. And it's one of the most haunted places in the United States. I don't know if it's considered the third most haunted place in the world or the third most haunted place in the United States, but it has a lot of history. There's a lot of old architecture, and you know, it's just like got a lot of history there. The Black Plague was just rampant over there. But anyways, I used to go on the ghost tours with my family. We would go every year, and there was one particular time where we went past a house that had been like abandoned, and we took a photo of it, and you could see what looked like a woman in an apron standing in the doorway. Me and my family still talk about that still to this day. But yeah, crazy, crazy, crazy. Okay, Kenzie, my grandmother passed away in our house a few years ago, and I know she's still around. She used to sit in a chair in our living room, and there is a step going into the living room. It creaks when you walk down on it. We always hear the step creak like someone's walking down. We all know it's my grandmother going out of her chair, getting out of her chair. It's not really spooky or scary, so I hope this still counts. It does count, okay? It doesn't necessarily have to be scary, but, you know, your Grammy is just letting you know, I'm still here, I'm still chilling, this is my chair. Bitch, don't do nothing to my chair, okay? Don't sit in it. Corey Booth, my craziest paranormal experience was when I started my job like 12 years ago. My boss's mom passed away a few years prior, before I started working there. I was always told how mean and terrifying she was. When I worked a night shift, we were always told that her spirit is still in the restaurant and that none of us would have lasted a week if she was alive because of how mean she literally was. So one random night after dinner rush, I went to the walk-in to grab something out of the freezer, and literally a frozen cabbage on the very top shelf at the very back levitated and smacked me in the face. I just opened the door. I didn't touch anything and I couldn't even reach that top shelf. I'm short. I had quite the wound. We all swear it was her. Okay, that's crazy. Y'all, I don't know what's going on because my nose was not watering, was not running prior to filming. So I don't know if that's like spirit or what's going on. But I promise y'all, my nose has not been runny for the past few days. Okay. Josiah, my dad and great aunt swear this story is true. I was about 8 years old when my dad first told me. My dad's cousin, Lee, was a troubled kid. He was taken in by my great aunt from her brother. My grandma, great aunt, and all of them, and all of their children lived in the same house. My dad and Lee were in their late teens when this occurred. Lee had been struggling with drugs, bringing stuff into the house that he knew he shouldn't. This time, it was something sinister. He had been practicing chants, and this time it worked. Oh, God, I'm getting uncomfortable. In their backyard, he set up mirrors around a fire pit and said some unforgivable things. Out of nowhere, y'all hear the interference? My phone is not near the... Okay, out of nowhere, things were working for him. Seemingly, every day was okay. After my great aunt had figured out what he had done, he was told to leave. The things he had summoned stayed, clinging to my dad. The demonic spirit would rip off the sheets of his bed, whisper in his ear, stand in a corner, and watch him sleep. My dad described it as red eyes. Okay, that is terrifying. Wow. Okay. Valerie Ricky. Okay. Sorry, I just keep rubbing my nose, y'all. I don't know what's going on. Everyone used to say my old family was creepy. Say my old family. Oh, my old family house was creepy. One day I was in high school in the kitchen trying to get something to drink when I felt my brother behind me. He is known for creeping up behind you and scaring the shit out of you when you turn around. Naturally, I tell him to stop, said it again, and finally turned around and yelled, "John, stop." No one was there. Went outside and everyone's car was gone. I was alone in the house. Only time it ever happened and freaked me out. Hated being alone thereafter. Also, on a spiritual level, since I was a kid, about 12, I've had dreams that come true. I've dreamt about pregnancies, genders, divorces, you name it. I also get weird feelings and they end up happening. I knew the moment my grandfather passed away, I just felt off. Reached out to my uncle who was with him, and then 10 minutes later, he called to say he passed. I believe in stuff like that too. The day that my great-grandfather passed away, he actually passed away on his birthday. I don't know if that's like a good thing or a bad thing, but he passed away on his birthday and he was very sick towards the end. And of course I wanted to see him for his birthday, but he was in such bad shape that like it wouldn't have been a celebration, and like there wasn't really a birthday going to be celebrated. So I had a feeling in my body, same as you. Like, I felt like today's the day. I need to go see him. Not because it's his birthday, but I need to go see him. And I saw him, and, you know, he was like, I love you. You know, I mean, he couldn't really talk much, but, like, he held my hand, and I left. And 10 minutes later, my aunt called me and was like, he just passed. So I felt like that was, like, the universe telling me, urging me to get over there, so that I could say my goodbyes. And then I did, and it was just like, I don't know. Rest in peace, Pop. Whitney, 7. One time when I worked at a dementia house, I had a favorite resident. And when he passed, the day of his funeral, I was on my way to work, and my passenger seatbelt notification, you know, the car dings, went off for a few seconds. I brushed it off as my car was probably going through shit. Later that morning, I had to get an easy standout of his room. An easy standout? I don't know what that is. And I just had the willies. I didn't want to look up into his room, but when I did, all the digital clocks were going through all the numbers. It was one of the creepiest days I worked there. So, like, the alarm clocks were all just, like, just breezing through all the numbers. That's kind of weird. Okay. Autumn Rain. This is a short story, but recently my best friend from high school passed away. I'm very sorry for your loss. That is tragic. There's so much I could say about her. She was a very bright and bubbly person, very authentically herself. One day after I got home from the store, I was thinking about her. And when I pulled out in our driveway and got out of the car, a crow feather fell right in front of me. The other thing about her was she was always a snacker and would eat little nibbles of things. And she loved collecting shiny little things. Me too. I'm like a crow. She was like a little crow at heart. Me too. I call myself a crow all the time. When the feather fell, it definitely felt like she was there. It made me so sad and happy at the same time. That probably was her letting you know, like, I'm peaceful. I'm in heaven. I'm in paradise with all my shiny things. Okay, this is a long one. Peaches, 34. When I was a kid, for about 2 years, constantly, I was preyed on by a dark figure. We would talk all night. Okay, period. That's weird. Not always about bad things, but eventually it would turn into some pretty dark shit. I suffered from night terrors for years. He would tell me horrible things about myself, my family. I would get into trouble for him. I was about 6 years old at the time, by the way. I eventually tell my dad and stepmom about this figure, and they brush it off and started listening to me, or they blew it off until they heard me talking to him. They were noticing things I was doing that were unsafe and hurtful. I'm not sure they had still believed me at this point, but I remember standing in the kitchen bawling out my eyes, begging them to get rid of him because he was asking me to hurt my family and I didn't want to. I wasn't going to anyways. But my dad and stepmom had been practicing witchcraft for a number of years and decided to put my mind at ease and theirs. They performed a ritual to get rid of him. It was taken very seriously too. They set up an altar, made a protective circle. I was standing barefoot in a mixture of leaves, spices, and other things I don't remember. They had a spell book, candles were lit and whatnot. I just remember reciting a spell and not sure what it was, but anyways, I was over there in the protective circle. My stepmom had three gigantic claw scratches on her arm. They weren't superficial cuts either. They were bleeding pretty bad. It was scary. At that moment, they knew something was really happening to me. I never saw the figure again. I never heard anything, nothing. I 110% believe it was some dark spirit, maybe not a demon, but definitely something dark that was attached to me. I was young, vulnerable, and very abused, and a very abused child at that. Oh, I'm really sorry. I think it clung to my being naive and my negativity. It was horrible. I've never had another dark spiritual experience again. I don't even know if I should share this, but when I was about 6 years old, this is like the first instance of, you know, just scary shit that I can recall. We had like one of the old phones that has like the wire attached to the wall. And I don't remember if it rang or whatnot, but I do remember being on it. And there was a voice telling me that I was going to hell again and again and again. Do I believe that? Absolutely not. But I had never at that point been to church yet. And I do remember bringing up hell to my family. They're like, wait a minute, what? Where did you hear about that? And that's basically what sparked the conversation of like, what is God and what is the devil? I know that sounds kind of out of this world, but reading some of y'all's stories, I'm like, okay, maybe it's not. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's not just a faint memory that I made up. Like I remember it still to this day. And I think about it quite often. But ooh, your story, Miss Ma'am, gave me chills, and that was a lot. Okay, Sunny said, hi, Mama, I love your show, and I love you. I love you too, by the way, Mama. Shortly after my grandmother passed away, I was walking through my house at the time and saw her sitting in a chair in our living room. I did a double take, and when I looked back, she was gone. It was quick, but it was so special. Jake Papp. Growing up, my mom was a hospice nurse. She had some weird feeling with some of her patients. She'd get a twitch in her left eye every time it happened. A patient would die within an hour. She'd often have nightmares about some of her patients and wake up in the middle of the night and immediately get a message that her patient had died right at that moment. I don't have any explanation, but it happened multiple times. Hospice nurses truly do God's work, walking the families and patients to the afterlife. And I always thought it was a paranormal message to her about the patients she cared for so much. Yeah, I definitely agree. Hospice nurses are angels. I mean, that you have to be a special person to deal with somebody who is on their last, you know, like their last limb, like they're on their way out. Like it requires a certain person, a certain type of person to be able to do such a job. Okay. Summer. My family home is a 200-year-old farmhouse. When I was around 14, my friend and I were sneaking downstairs to get some late-night snacks around 3 a.m. When I was halfway down the stairs, I heard her whisper, "Psst, come back up here." Clear as day, I went to the top of the stairs and called her, trying to see what she wanted and why she wasn't downstairs yet. When she heard me, she came to the bottom of the stairs and said, "What are you doing? I'm already down here." Oh, bitch. She had already went downstairs and had been petting my dog on the couch waiting for me. I instantly got chills, goosebumps, because I heard someone clear as day come back up here. My parents were asleep. Strangest thing, I'll never forget it. Love you, girl. I love you too, Miss Summer. Okay. There's a lot of stories, y'all. Okay. Michelle Hunt. My spouse and I were really into paranormal things in college. We got some buddies together to go to the Blue Ridge Parkway one night to do an experiment. We set out to try and make contact with anything, aliens, spirits, whatever. There's a method called the Estes method. It's really cool, where a person wears noise-canceling headphones pumped with a spirit box and a blindfold. A second person then asks questions aloud and answers come through the spirit box. And that person says them out loud. We did this for a few hours. Oh, please stop calling me. Did this for a few hours and ended up getting some interesting results. I lost the transcript, but essentially we got messages about a ship crash that was on fire and an entity we were communicating with was very distressed. It was so cool. Y'all, I don't know what's going on. My nose is just like pouring and it's so disgusting. I don't know where this came from. This was not happening at the beginning of this episode. It was not happening this morning. And there's a lot of submissions, but I'm getting really frustrated. A lot of people are calling me too. So I might turn this into a two-part episode because there are so many submissions that I don't want to miss. It's like the most submissions I've gotten on my stories. So I might turn this into a second part, depending on how many more juicy stories there are. I might just, you know, clip it in next week a little bit. But anyways, I'm going to go figure whatever the fuck is going on with me. And yeah, I love y'all. Have a great, beautiful, gorgeous, sexy hot day. I apologize for the abrupt ending, but I got business to attend to. So toodles.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Dua Lipa.
You know, when I play my music to people who I really respect or look up to, then I hear my songs in a different perspective.
Cardi B.
I know what it feels like when you feel like everybody turn your back and like, don't ever think it's because you did something wrong.
Harry Styles.
I
feel like I'm falling more and more in love with making music each time I get to do it.
You know these artists for their songs, videos, and epic performances.
But they have so many stories beyond their fame.
That's what we're here to share with you on the Spout Podcast.
We sit down with some of the biggest names in music.
And along the way, our guests reveal stories that even their biggest fans may have never heard before.
Check out the Spout Podcast to hear famous people spout off about more than what they're famous for.
And find out who's spouting off next.
Wherever you get your podcasts.